Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Bruchim Amazinim. This shiur will be Ezra Hashem be a Mesechta Chulin Daf Nun Tes. Daf Nun Tes starts the new Inyan, the Inyan of Simone, Behema, Chaya, Oif, Dogim, and Chagovim. It's no longer the Nyanim of Trefis, it's the Nyanim of how to identify which animals are tahirim and which animals are tameim. Now it's yidua that there's a major shaila which be'emes starts with the rishayim and it continues to the gedolei achrayim and even the later day achrayim as to whether or not the simani tahara are the sibais there what's gairim that the animal is tahar. For example, the Torah that says that a behem and a chaya that are malager and amfrisei parsa. Do we say that the simanim of a malager and amfrisei parsa, that's what makes it tahar? The Torah allows us to eat something that has those characteristics. Aydilma, there are just simanim ba'alma. The Ainu be'etzem, the Torah wants to be matir, the min of a shor and a kesef and a eiz. And the Torah wants to aser the other minei behema. The simen, to be able to recognize which minim the Torah was matir and which minim they asered, is done by seeing if they have the simanim of malager and mafrisei parsa. But those characteristics, mitzad atzmam, are not what are geirim that it should actually be tahar. And the emes is that we can clear this shaila by behema and chaya, and also by oif. Behema and chaya, where the Torah tells us what the simanim are, that's one shaila. Are those simanim the siba seheter, or they're just the simen ba'alma that these minim are mutter? By oif, which the Mishnah says, that simani oif le nemru, aval amru chachamam kol oif adar is tameh. The Hainu, the Torah doesn't mefurish tell us what the Simanim are. It's just a limud which the Chachamim learned out, like the Gemara is Mayrach about later on Daf Samach Aleph and Daf Samach Beis. So there's a separate Shaila, whether or not those Simanim are the Siba Seheter, or maybe those Simanim are just a Simen Ba'alma. So the emes is that this Inyan is a Rucham Eretz Midah or Chavim Inayam, but we're going to try Visyata the Shmaya to bring up the main Shitas and Rashi Prakim about this Inyan. And we're going to start with the Rambam in a Sefer Meir Nevuchim, Chela Gimel Perik Memches, and this is the lashon of the Tirgum of the Meir Nevuchim. Vida she'elu asimanim shel alos geiro shusias parsa bebehemus usnaper v'kaskesas bedogim ein mitziusam siba seheter v'loy ha'ederam siba seiser. Their existence is not the siba why the animal is mutter, and their absence is not the siba why it's aser. Elohim rak simon. Shall yodam yeda mahu hamin hamashubach umahu hamin hamaguna. These are just simanim ba'alma, so that we should be able to identify which minim al pi the Torah are minim magunim and which ones are minim mashubachim that we're allowed to eat. So it's mefurish in the Rambam. He addresses this exact shaila and he says that they're not the siba seheter v'siba seiser. They're only the simani aheter and the simani iser. And the emes is that is actually the pashtus of the mashmais of the lashon of Chazal, of Simanim. Simanim is mashma, that it's just a simen ba'alma. So we see from this Rambam, that he holds that even by Behema v'chaya, and by Dogim, where there the Simanim are mefurish in the Torah, still they're just Simanim ba'alma, and they're not the Sibas ha'heter. That's the Shitas Rambam. However, it's Yidua that the Ramban, in his Pirush al Torah, in Parash Shmini, Perik Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel, he's Mayrich, and he explains that the Simanim themselves are indicative of certain midas magunais that the animals have, and it's mikoyach those midas magunais that the Torah says it's not kedai to eat them. And he starts off even by oifas, and he says v'zel shayne over there, hasimun agadol ba'oifas hi hadrisa. The main simon by oifas is drisa, like it says in the Mishnah, aval amru chachamim kol oifa dairis tamei. Zok Ramban ki haTorah hirchikasai mipnei shadamai mechumim lachzir yusai v'shachar v'gas. The fact that it's dairis, that shows us that his dam is mechumim and he has achzorius. And eating such a thing is moiled hamerira asrufa hashachar chayris v'noisin achzorius belev. If somebody's going to eat a oifa dairis, that could cause that he himself can become a achzor himself. And later on in the same shtickle, he explains better what does drisa mean. Inyan hadrisa hu hatzod tzayit. The Inyan of drisa means that this bird is a bird of prey, and he captures other animals. Sheyirdei fa oifais v'yisvaseim chayim v'yidraseim biyodav v'yoychalaisam kashayasa netzagas. And he explains again, tam iser ba'oifis mipnei achzorius toldaisam. So Hare, it's mavur from the Ramban that the actual simon of Dairis by Eifis, that's what's wrong with this wife, and it's because of that that the Torah tells us not to eat it. It's not that the fact that it's Dairis is just a way of recognizing which min it is, and the Torah has something against this min. But rather, the etzem characteristic of being a Dairis is something that's not kedai for us to eat. Now, l'chayr, we have to understand, Hare, the Torah never told us that there's something wrong with Grisa. The Torah just counts out 24 birds that are Tmeim, and the Chachamim, they're the ones that figured out, through going through the different Eifes one by one, that the Simon of Dairis is something that's always going to be Aser. So how can we say that the Drisa is actually the Siba Seyeser? So the emes is, Rab Chaim in Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam, in Hilchos Machoros Cholos Asuris, Perek Aleph, Taich Kedei is Arichas over there, he makes a point of telling us that although the Simana Bayayif are not Mefurish and Taira, nevertheless they're Mamish Medaraisa. Vizel Shine over there, Hare Din Simane Eifes Have Halacha L'Maisha Misinai, Vehem Chalois Din Shal Simane Tahara, V'Alfina Lehumi Nesher V'Binyanav. The Gemara later on learns it from a Nesher, and that's Mekayach a Drasha V'Binyanav, V'Huzet Drasha Gemura Midin Taira V'Loi Asmachta, V'Chulu. So Reb Chaim tells us that the Siman, although it's not Mefurish in a Pasuk, but the fact that it's learned on Midibrei Seifrim doesn't make it any less min HaTaira. It's with a drasha gemura with a binyan av, and it's a halacha l'maishim Sinai. Memela, through this we can understand what the Ramban says, that it's be'etzem, the mitzias of it being a dairis, which the Taira says we should not eat. Now, this mahalach of the Ramban, the Chayre, goes according to his shita, that he says that dairis actually means that it goes and captures other animals. So that shows us that it has a midas of achzarias. But the emes is, it's not so pashut that that's what Drisa means. We find in different Rashis, l'chayra, three different pirushim, what Dairis means. Rashi in our Mishnah says, v'divir ha-maschol ha-dairis, ha-oiches b'tziparnov u-magbiya min-akarka ma-sha-oichol. It picks up its food from the ground with its feet. That's Rashi be'os. Rashi later on the Samach Beis says, v'nirali, she-kol oif ha-noisin raglay ala-oichol k'shu achlay. Drisa means that with one hand he holds down its food, so that when he pecks at it, the entire food shouldn't be picked up to his mouth, but rather most of it should stay down on the floor where his foot is holding it down. And when he pecks at it, only the little amount that he wants to eat will be eaten at a time. And Rashi Masechta Nida, Daf Nun Amud Beis, also brings us down as one of the Pirushim. So that's the second shot we find in Rashi. And a third pshat we find in Rashi, over there in Masechta Nida Daf Nun Amud Beis, his first pshat, is Mikabeles Biragleho Masha Oicheles. That sounds like that it can catch mid-ear whatever it's eating. And as I state also in Rabbeinu Gershom in our Mishneh, B'divya Maschel HaDairis, Shekoylet Me'aver. It can catch it from the ear. So it comes out, we have three different Pirushim, which are not like the Ramban. So the Chayr Lefi, these Pirushim, we would not be able to say the Lamdus of the Ramban, that it's coming from an achzarius that's inherent in this bird, that the Torah asks us to eat it. Which achzarius can be seen in this? But the emes is, the Rambam and Pirushim Mishnayis seems to make a bridge between the Pirushim of Rashi and the Pirushim of the Ramban. Zok the Rambam is Elashaynai, Dairis hu sheyitain yaday ala dover shehu eichel, v'achakach eichel mimenu. Dairis means that he puts his hand down to hold his food, and then he eats from it. That sounds like the Pirush of Rashi, later on Daf Samach Beis, and the second Pirush of Masechta Nida Daf Nun Amud Beis. But then the Rambam is Maisif, V'chein Oisin Kol Balechayim Sheim Tarfim. That's what Balechayim HaTarfim, Balechayim that catch other animals to eat them, that's how they eat. So it comes out that even though the actual definition of the word Dairis may not mean that it's a bird of prey which captures other animals, it may mean, like what Rashi says, that it holds its hand down on the food and that's the way it eats. Nevertheless, that's gufa araya, that this animal, this bird, is a tairif. Because kain eisen, that's the derech of kol balei chayim atarfim. And that can be said, bain according to the pshat that the Rambam says, like Rashi later, bain according to the pshat that Rashi says by us, and bain according to the other pshat that he's kailat ba'aver. These may all be characteristics, the usual way that a bird, that's a bird of prey, actually eats. So it comes out, the shayrish of everything is, that it's be'etzem, a bird that's tairif, it's a bird that captures other birds and animals and eats them, which has in it the midah ro'ah of achzarius, which stems with the mahalach of the Ramban. And this is also Be'emes the Pshat of Taisus, which is printed later on the Samach Aleph Amar Aleph for the Vimaskal of Dairus. He brings down Meshem Rabbeinu Tam that the Inyan of Dairus is that he eats it when it's still Chai. Dairus v'eichel mechayim v'einem mamtun lo'ad shetamos, which also shows us a level of Achzorius, which stems with the Mahalach of the Ramban that says that it's machmas the Achzorius that the Torah is meineos from eating these birds. Adkan in regards to birds. What about in regards to behemoths? Is that a simon or a siva? So the Ramban is Maisif and he says, V'yaba behemoths yitochen sheyiyuken. It's yitochen that behemoths also, these characteristics of malagera and mefresas parsa have to do with the midas achzorius in the animal. Mipnei she'ein v'bale hagera v'aparsa shsua dairus. V'hashar kulam yitreifu. So Ramban says that the mitzias is that animals that have their Maila Gera and Mafrisa Parsa, you won't find any amongst those that are Dairus. V'hashar kulam, all the rest will be Dairus. So it comes out, this is a way of ascertaining if it's a Dairus or not. The Ramban doesn't explain to us if there's a Svar B'Metzias why the two things are Tali Zebizeh, but he says that it's Yatochen that they are Tali Zebizeh. Lemaisa, the Kolboi, and Hilchas Trefus, Simon Kuf Aleph, B'Divir Maschol in the beginning, Simoni Behema Bechaya, he explains the Svara behind this. He says, because Mali Gera, all the animals that are Mali Gera, the Gemara explains after the Mishnah, that they don't have teeth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them without teeth, so therefore they could just pull food into their mouth without chewing it. And instead, eventually, as they rest during the day and during the night, the Mali Gera process is what's going to make the food be chopped down into small pieces and smaller and smaller and smaller, and the whole process is going to happen, which is the digestion. Zakta Kalbai, the reason for this is because these animals eat grass and leaves that are found in the Ya'aris, and they don't have time to sit there and chew, because they have a pachad from the chayas arayas atarfais, and because of the different elements of heat and cold. Therefore, they just quickly pull into their systems a lot of food at one time, and then they walk away and they go to the, back to their safety, and the guf itself in the malagera process is what breaks the food down and digests it. Zog the kolboy, ume'avas Hashem Yisbarach, bachar banu v'nosan lanu elu ha'simanim. Lefi shehem ma'idim ume'idim. These simanim show to us, and they testify, she'ein elu ha'minim darsim v'loy tarfim. These minim are not the darsim and the tarfim. These are the weak minim that are nidras and nidraf. And therefore, eating them versus the animals that are daris and tarif will be ma'ilid midais taivais and on Hagai's Taivais within a person who eats it. And he's Maisav and he explains that that's also the Inyan of Mafrisei Parasa, because Parsasam Chalukais Estukais, so they should be able to run away from predators. That's also a characteristic which Davke, Nidras and a Nitraf has, and not the Dairus and the Tairif. So this explains, this that the Ramban says, Ba'ifan of Yitachin, why specifically the characteristics of Malagera and Mafrisei Parasa are inherent in animals that are not Darsim. And that's why the Eibusher says that these are the animals that should be eaten. Hayyotze, lefi the mahalach of the Ramban and the Kolboy, that the inyanim of the simanim of Malagera, Mafrisei Parsa, and the fact that the Eif is ain't a dairus, are the sibais why it's kedai to eat this animal. They're not just simanim ba'alma in order to identify which minim the Torah says that we should eat or we should not eat. Not like the Moira Hanavuchim. Now we're going to bring two more Maram HaKaimis from the Rishayim that show that they understood that the Simanim are Sibais and not just Simanim Ba'alma. And the first is from a Ritva in Masech Tanida, Dafnan Al from Adbeis. The Mishnah says over there, Kol sheyesh lekaskeses, yesh lesnapir. V'yesh sheyesh lesnapir, v'ein lekaskeses. This is in regards to Dagim. If you have a fish that has kaskeses scales, it for sure has a snapir. But if it has a snapir, not necessarily has a kaskeses. Fake the Gemara over there, v'lichtei v'chmona kaskeses, v'leibayi snapir. If it's true that a kaskeses always has a snapir, and a snapir not necessarily has a kaskeses, so the simon to always look for is a kaskeses, so the Torah should say kaskeses and not tell us the simon of snapir v'chlal. And the Gemara answers, Amar of Rav Avol, v'chein tonet v'erbi Shmuel, yagdol Torah v'yadir. Now the Mepharshim try to understand what's the pshat in this teretz of yagdol Torah v'yadir. Ayin Shom in the Ran and other Rishonim. But the Ritva says, "V'zel l'shainai, ve'ulai hu gam ken goyrim ta'arosai." This snapper is also what's goyrim ta'arosai. Va'afal pishu hu levadoi ain't a goyrim ta'ara. Even though the snapper alone is not the Garim Tahara, but the snapper together with the Kaskases are both Garmei Tahara, which is why the Torah tells it to us. That means to say, although on a practical level, all you have to look for is a Kaskases, because once you see that, you know that it has the other simon of snapper as well. Nevertheless, Yadl Torah V'yadah, the Torah is teaching us Be'etzem, what are the Garmei Tahara? The Garmei Tahara are both simonim of Kaskases and snapper. Harei Mefurish in the Ritva, that these simonim are not just to identify Ba'alma, because if we were just looking to a form of identification, Kaskases would suffice. But rather, these are Garmei Tahara, and the Torah is teaching us what Alpia Emes are the Garmei Tahara. Now, we spoke about the Svaris in regards to Malagera and Mafresas Parsa, and in regards to the Eina Deris of Aif. But what's the Svara in regards to the Simonim of Kaskases and Snapper by a fish? So for that, there's a Ramban over there in Parsha Shmini, in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Tes. And he says, V'zeh L'shainai, V'tam Asnapir V'Kaskeses, Ki Ba'alehen Sheikhnim Lo'elam Be'el Yoin Amayim U'Vitzluleyen V'yikavlu Gidil Ba'avir HaNichnas Sham. The fish that have Snapir V'Kaskeses, they stay on top of the water. And later on he says, V'she'ein Le'i Snapir V'Kaskeses, Yishkain Lo'elam B'tachti Yisro Mayim U'Vachureyem. And the Ramban is Masber and he's Marich that the top of the water is a healthier place, it's more tzolol, and the bottom of the water is less healthy, it's achor. Therefore, the Torah says, these fish should be eaten, and these fish should not be eaten. This stems with the Mahalach of the Ritva, in its explanation in the Gemara Nida, that says that the snapper vikaskeses are the sibay saheter, not just simana ba'alma to know which fish are mutter and which ones are not. Another Rishon is a Taisvis in Masechta Bukhairis Daf Yud. The Raya from this Taisvis has been brought down by many Achrayinim, including Rabbi Yosef Engel, in a Sefer Beis Ha'itzer, Chelik Beis, Ma'arocha Beis, Klal Hei, and another Achrenim as well, Ayin Zera Avram of Rav Menachem Zemba and Simen Yud Gimel. The Gemara in Bechairis says as follows, Behema Tohera Eina Tzricha B'Machshava. That means, in regards to being Makabel Tumas Eichlin, a Behema Tohera does not need a Machshava that you want to eat it, because it's Stama Imedes La'Achila. A Behema Tmeya is not Makabel Tumah, because Be'emes, it's not Imed La'Achila. Only if you have a specific machshava that you're going to eat it al after iser, will that give it a shem oichel. Zog the Gemara over there, Reb Shimon Omer, af agomel v'arneves, einan tzrichen le'machshava v'le'hechsher. Agomel v'arneves, even though they're be'emes, behemes t'meyes, they also don't need machshava. V'omer Reb Shimon matam, hoyo v'yeshba simani tahara. Because agomel has simani tahara, therefore even though be'emes, the simani tahara of agomel that it's malager is not enough, because it's not also Mefreses Parsa, but that's enough to put it in the klal of the animals that don't need a machshava in order that they should have Tumas Eichlin. This is Mamash Apela. The Chayr is not a Medes Lachila. So why is the halacha that doesn't need a machshava? Zog Taisus over there, but if you're Maschon, the Veil's Behemet Taira, that's because there's only one Dichoy. When do you need a machshava? That's something that's Nitcha with two Dichoyim. But being that a Gamal and Arneves have Behemet one Simen Tahara, so the only nitchai day one dichoy, therefore they do not need machshava in order to be married on them, Tumas Eichlin. Now l'chayre, this is a married to Kapella. What does it mean that there's only one dichoy? If we learn that the Torah is telling us a simen ba'alma, how to know which minim the Torah doesn't let us to eat, so a gomel is asr mikol v'kol, it doesn't have both simanim, so having one simen is just as bad as having none. Bottom line, this min is nesarai day atayra. Hayyotze mefurish from this Taisvis in his Hezbollah in the Gemara, that Be'emes, the simen is a Siba Lahatir. And Be'emes, this Gomel has a shtickle Siba Lahatir, because the mice it's Malas Gera. The fact that it's missing the other simen, okay, Befayel you can't eat it. But it's only Nitcha B'dichoy Echad, and not B'shnei Dichoyim. This is L'chayra of Mer Dekaraya to the Yisoid, that the Simonim are actually Sibais Lahatir, and not just Simonim Ba'almo. However, Mitzad Sheni, like the Shita of the Mayor Nevuchim, it's Yedua, as they state also in the Chuvus HaMaharit in Simon Nun Aleph. He's talking over there, Be'emes, about Simone Godless of Saris. And he says that the Saris are not the Siba of Godless, they're just a Simon that this person became a Godel. And he tells this too to the Simone of Behema Torah. Zeh L'shainai, Nimtze de Saris Simone Ba'alma, Kemoyshe Mosar Simon Be'behema Torah, V'homer Malas Geira Be'behema Oysa Techeilu, it's just a simen ba'alma to differentiate between a behemah tahira le'tameya. loisha klita geiremes tuma, but the klita avada is not geirem tuma. Harei mefurish that the Maharit holds like the Rambam and not like the Ramban and the Kolboy and the Ritva and the Tosfos that hold that it's a siva. And the Maharit goes on to bring a Mori to Karaya. Zog the Maharit, we know that the Gemara Masechta Bechoros tells us that there's a din of Yoytze. If you have a behema tmeya, which is nailed from a behema tahira, it's mutter b'achila. And the other way also, a behema tahira, which is born from a behema tmeya, is asr b'achila. Now, even though this vlad doesn't actually have the simani tahara, it's a behema tmeya, it doesn't have malas gera and mafrisi parasa, but because it was born from a mother who was a tahira, the halach is going to be that it's mutter to eat. So, the Maharit, you see over here, that the simonim are just simonim ba'alma, because if they were the sibais lahater, so a yaitze would not be mutter, and it wasn't fakert, a yaitze min asr would not be asr. Now, l'chayre, we have to understand this raya, because it's possible to say that be'emes, in the ikar behema, the mother, the simon is the siba lahater, and the lack of the simon is the siba la'asr. Nevertheless, the din of yaitze is another din. There's another halacha which the Gemara Mechayres learns out from a pasuk, that a yaitze min a tamei, va yaitze min a tar. Because this is a yaitze from the tar, therefore the halacha is, it's tar, just like the cholav that comes out from a behemah tahira. Although the cholav mitzaratzmai obviously doesn't have simani tahara, it's mutter midin yaitze. So to a vlad that's yaitze from a behemah tahira, is mutter midin yaitze. So how do we see that the ikr simanim, which are obviously present in the mother, from whom the yaitze was a yaitze, that those are not sibais leheter, and that those are simanim leheter? So l'chayre, the pshat in this marit could be understood based on divrei Reb Chaim in Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuris Perek Gimel, which we spoke about in the previous share in the share to Daf Nun Ches. Reb Chaim over there differentiates between two dinim of yaitze. There's the yaitze of cholav and there's the yaitze of a behema tahira shanolda from a behema tameya and vice versa. The din yaitze of cholav is that the cholav is mutter if it comes from a behemah tahira, because it mitzad atzmai is a yaitze. It's something that came from a behemah tahira, and that's what's matter it. And so too for keret, if it came from a behemah tameya, because it's a yaitze from a tameya, that's why it's tamei. Whereas the halacha that a vlad that's nailed from a behemah tahira is tahira, and if it's nailed from a behemah tameya, it's tameya, that's learned from a different pasuk. And that's a halacha that because it was yaitze from a behemah tahira, therefore, it itself gets a din tahara, and it itself is considered a min tahar. And so too, if it's yaitze from behemah tmeya, it itself has a din of a behemah tmeya. The fact that it's yaitze from tmeya gives it its own identity of a behemah tmeya. V'nafkamina, in regards to drinking cholav, the Rambam tells us that we're not going to get malchus because it's only like chatz yishur. Nevertheless, if a person eats a behemah tahara shenolda from a behemah tmeya, he's going to get the regular malchus of eating a behemah tmeya, because being a yaitze from a behemah tmeya establishes the identity of the child, that child is also a behemah tmeya. And Reb Chaim is maisif, and he says this is true only in a behemah tahira that's born from a behemah tmeya. But what about a behemah that's nailed from a mother who's a treifa? There it will not have the second din of yaitze, that now the child also has a Shem Isser Treifa Mitzad Atzmai. And he says, because the Isser of Treifus is not something that's inherent in the Etzim Min of the mother, it's only an Isser Min Atzad. When do we say that something that's Yaitzim Min Atame is also Atame? That's in regards to Yisurim that have to do with the Min of the mother. So the halacha is that the child of a Min Tame is also included in the Min Tame and its Tame Mitzad Atzmai. But an Isser like Treifus, which doesn't have to do with the Min of the mother, it's just Dover Mibachutz, that it happens to be Treif, and that's why it's also to eat it, that Avad is not going to impact the child, and we will not be able to say the child also has this Din of Treifus. Ad Kan Divrei Reb Chaim. L'chayre, this is the Hezber of the Maharit's Raya. Bishlam, if we say that Be'emes, the Simani Tahara, only Simanim Ba'alma, and now we know that the Torah is being Megal to us, that this Min, a horse, is a Min, which we shouldn't eat. So we can say that if we have a behemah tahira, which is nailed from a sus, it also is included in the min of behemah tmeya, because a yaitze min a tamei tamei, it may look like a cow, but in reality, it belongs to the min of sus, and the min of sus, the Torah asr. But if you say that the simanim are the sibaisa heter but sibaisa iser, that means to say the Torah is not being mechalak between different minim. What the Torah tells us is an animal which has the two simanim, the two sibais of malager and mafrisa parasa, eats such an animal. And if it does not have that metzias, the lack of that metzias is going to be a reason not to eat it. So it comes out the iser is not mitzad de min. There also the iser is an iser mibachut. It's the specific metzius that it doesn't have those things which makes it usher. Daimit to the metzius of treifus which makes it usher. So if you have a child from that animal that does have those metzius in, how would the din yaitze tell us that that animal has an iser bachila mitzad atzmai? It's impossible to tell us that. Maybe it could be included in the iser of cholav which won't get malchus like every cholav of a behemoth meah. But it should have the regular din of yaitze which it mitzad atzmai is going to have a din of behemoth meah. That's impossible because it's mitli tolin adavar mivachot, which only the mother has and the child doesn't have. Memeila zaktamarit, this is lechayre eraya brure, that it's the etzem min that's aser, and not that the simanim are the sibais. Now, lechayre, based on divrei Reb Chaim Hanal, we have to understand what is the shita mishnasei shel Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi in this shaila. Because mitzad echad we see the Reb Chaim holds that the Isra of Behemoth Tmeya is Meshtayach to the Min, and it's not a Davri Mibachutz. Mitzad Sheni, we mentioned Divrei Reb Chaim earlier in regards to Eifus. Reb Chaim also in Hilchos Macholos Asuris in Perek Aleph. There he says that the simon of the fact that the Eifus Dairis is a Chalois Din Simon Tahara. And Reb Chaim is Meirich over there in the Shtickle. Many times he talks about the Inyan of a Chalois Din Simon Tahara. And he explains that it's not just a means of identification Ba'alma, but rather, it's a din that it has a simen, which makes it mutter. How does that stim with the Reb Chaim himself that tells us that a behemoth tmeya is different than a treifa, and that it's not a davrim bibachutz that asas it, but it's rather a min tamei? So l'chayre, the pshat in Reb Chaim is that he holds that it's not the pshat that the Torah wants us to eat animals that have malagera, mafrisei parsa, and does not want us to eat animals that don't have those characteristics. And it's also not the pshat that those characteristics just happen to be an identification, a name tag ba'alma, to know which minim, and the ikar is that the Torah says, eat a shar kes of eis and don't eat a sus v'chulu. But rather, the Torah says that an animal that has these simanim make a chalais din, that now this min has a shem min tahar. So it comes out, be'etzem, it's a min tahar. But what makes it a min tahar is not the shem of shor. What makes it a min tahar is the fact that it's a min that has those simanim. But what allows us to eat it is not because the Torah says, eat things with these simanim. The Torah says, eat the minim. Which minim can you eat? The minim that have these simanim to them. Memeila comes out, mitzad echad, avad of the simanim are a din simen tahara. But mitzad sheni, it's not a dover mibachutz that's telling you to eat it or not to eat it. Once it has this dover mibachutz, now the min is a min which you can eat. This min can be eaten because this min has in it those simanim. That's true by a regular animal. A yaitze is the min which is mutter to eat, although it doesn't have the simanim which are mechala chaleis din heter. Because once the mother had those simanim which were mechala chaleis din min heter in the animal, now the child also has a din min heter because it's a yaitze min a min heter and it assumes the same min tahara that the mother has. Adkan, the shita of Reb Chaim in this inyan. So it comes out ve'etzem that there are three ways to understand it. One simple way of understanding it is that the Torah is not being mechalak between different minim. Rather, the Torah just tells you, eat animals that have good midais and don't eat animals that are achzariyim. How will you know if the animal's an achzar or not? Check if it's malagerim, afrisei paras, or dairis or not. That would be l'chayr, the simple way how to understand divrei haramban and the kolbay v'chulu. On the opposite side, mitzad sheni can say, these characteristics are b'chalal not important be'etzem. They are just ways of identification ba'alma to know which mean of the Torah wants you to eat. The Torah wants Yidden to eat shor kesev eis and not to eat sus v'chulu and any other animal. Reb Chaim is telling us that be'etzem, the min is a min tahara. But what's chaveya that this is a min tahara is not because it's a shor. And the simanim of malagera and mafrisei parsa are just for identification purposes only. But rather, it's these simanim that are meichel in this min as shem min tahara. Now that it has these simanim, that makes that the min became a mintahara, it is a mintahara because it has in it the simani tahara. But now that it is a mintahara, it's a min mitzar atzmai, and the yaitzeh is also going to be tahar midin yaitzeh. This mahalach of Reb Chaim be'emes could stim with the Ramban and the Kolbei, because they're just explaining the svaris, the time of the krah, why the Torah was keveya, that these simanim specifically are what are keveya in a min, that it should be a min tahara. Having these characteristics are a siba, that because of that the Torah should say that the min is a min tahara. But the din tahara could be not mikayach the simanim themselves, but mikayach that now it is a min tahara. It also stems the chayra with the shita of the Ritva in his explanation of the Gemara Masech Tanita Daf Nun Aleph. The fact that it says lahagel Torah v'yadir means that what actually makes it a min tahara is the fact that it has both simanim. Not that these two simanim is what's matter the animal, but it's these two characteristics which are the sibais, mikayach which it's chal in the animal, a shem min tar. V'yesh ladon, if it also works in Taisus Masech Tabachayra Staf Yir Aleph, to consider it that it's ein le'rak dichoy chada, because maybe we can say as well that because a gomel has one simen, which is one siba, that it should be a min tahar, although it doesn't have the other simen, but be'emes, there is over here an existent siba, mikayach which it should have been a min tahar. Aydilma, maybe we can't say that, because the one simen is not a siba for heter. It's not a siba that it should be an eichel. It's just a siba why it may have become a min, which is mutar bachila, but it's the min that makes it be mutar or aser, so it could be the mahalach of Reb Chaim won't stim with that taisvis. Tzarech Ian Ubasi Rak Loir. Hayaitzeh that we have MS two mahalchim. One is the mahalach of the Rambam and the Maharit that hold that there's just Simonim Ba'alma. The other is the mahalach of many Rishonim, the Ramban, the Kolbei, the Ritva and Taisvis, and we have the Hezber Alpi Divri Reb Chaim. And none of these shitois are mahalik between a behem and a dag, which is the Simonim are Mefurish B'Taira, versus an Eif, which is not Mefurish B'Taira. And the Hasbro is like we brought down from Reb Chaim, because even though it's not Mefurish B'Taira, but it's Nilmad Midrasha Gemura Mibinyan Av Halacha L'Maisha Misinai. It's interesting to note, however, that the Tzofis Paneach, in his Pirush on the Rambam, in Hilchos Machalos Asuras, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, he is Mechalik, and he holds that in this Lamdus is going to be a difference between the Simanim Ha'amurim B'Taira versus the Simanim that the Chachamim says. And the Simanim Ha'amurim B'Taira, they're Sibay Slahatir, whereas the Simanim that the Chachamim figured out by checking the different Eifis, they're not going to be Sibais, they're just going to be Simanim Ba'alma. Nevertheless, it comes out in the Maskana that the Simen of Dairis, which is found by an Eif, that's going to be a Sibalazar. Only the other three Simanim that brought down in the Mishnah, Zefek, Kurkavani, Niklaf, and Etzbi Yaseira, they are going to be Simanim Ba'alma. Ayin Shom B'dvarav, that is Maisef Rayas in this Indian, from Gemara Bava Basu Daf Tazayin, Gemara Psachim Daf Kuvdalid, Gemara Navayda Zara Daf Mem, Ve'en Kamakayim Elaharich, Idach Pirusha Zil Gemara. Now, just to be Messiah in this Indian, we'd like to mention a Yedua Dike Chidush, that Makar Be'etzim comes from a Medrash in Tehillim, on Kapitel Kuf Mem Vav Pasuk Zayin, on the Pasuk of Hashem Matir Asurim, Zog the Medrash Mahu Matir Asurim, Yesh Aimrim, Kol ha-behema she-nitmes ba-ilam hazeh, mitar ois ha-kodesh baruch hu lo-asid lovay. V'yeshayimim ein ha-mitar. So there's a yeshayimim in a medrash that behemas t'meis b'zman hazeh are a sinan li-tahir. And as I shayt also in the Ramah Mipanu, in the Sar Mamaris, Maimar Chikor Adin, Chelek Dalet, Perik Yudalet. The Chzam Sofer, in his Pirush Al-Tayr, in Tayrus Moshe, in Parsha Shmini, Perik Yudalet, Pasuk Beis, he brings down this medrash, and he quotes the medrash as saying that la'asid lavei, a chazir is going to be tar, and he says that's why it's called a chazir, because it's chazir lehetere. Zog t'chzam sefer, avade, it doesn't mean that any of the mitzvahs of the Torah are going to be neker la'asid lavei. Zog t'chazir lehetehe muchlefes. So how can it possibly be that a chazir la'asid lavei is going to be tar? Zog t'chzam sefer, the pshat is, because be'ames, the siba sa'isr is, because it's missing the simen of being Malagera. Because La'asid Lavei, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to change the Metzius, and it's going to be a Malagera, Memeil it's going to be Tahar. And as I state also in the Arachayim HaKadosh, in Parashat Shemini, Perek Yidal of Pasuk Zayin, he's Medayik the Pasuk that's written by a Chazir, V'hu Gera Lo Yigar, Mashma B'losh and Asid. What's the Pshat? Zog the Arachayim HaKadosh V'zeh L'shayinai, V'hu Gera Lo Yigar, Pirish T'nai Hu B'davar. Kol Zman Shehu LaYigar. Avala Lavai Ya LaGeira VeYachzer LiYais Mutter. This is like this Yisoid, that it's a Siba Sa'isr, and Kol Zman, it's not Malageira, it's Bamas Asr. But the regga that the Messias changes and has the Siba Sa'ater, it's going to be Chayzer LiYais Min Tahar, Uchamavur, and that's out in the Medrashim Tehillim. Adkan, this Meiridik Inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. Now the Gemara brings down three memes of Rav Chisda. The three memes are talking about what happens if a person is in a position where he can't be baidik, an animal, properly, to see if it has both simanim that were never min ha-Torah, and he has to be saimich min ha-Svara just by seeing one, or even by seeing none of the simanim. So the first memer of Rav Chisda is, so he can check if it's mafrisei parasa shesa shesa. Nevertheless, Zokta B'chista, if he's baidik b'fia, im ein la shinayim l'mala, if he checks in its mouth and he sees it doesn't have teeth, which is an indication also that it's a malas geira, b'yadua shita haira. The fact that it's a malas geira tells us that obviously it's also going to be mafrisei parasa shesa shesa, and it's going to be kshera. Ubelvad sheyakir ben gomel, the Gemara comes out. You just have to make sure that you know that it's not a ben gomel, because a gomel is the one yetzim in a klal, that even though it's malageira, it's still not mafrisa parasa chesa shesa. Now Taisa speaks out not just dafka gomel, but also sharak suvim imai shafan varneves ushsua. But akapanim, as long as you know that it's not one of those specific mashalim that are brought down in the Torah, which are malageira but not mafrisa parasa chesa shesa, the halach is going to be that the fact itself that you see that it's malageira is going to tell us that it's kosher. Mivora from Divri Reb Chisda, that if you're not makir ben gomel, and there's a chshash that this animal may be a ben gomel, it's going to be aser. Daima lekach is the second member of Reb Chisda that says, ha'imahalach baderech u'matza pia behema shapia gomem. You found an animal that you can't check what's going on in its mouth, if it has teeth or not, and therefore you can't check also if it's malageira. Baidik b'parseseo in parseseo stukais b'yadu ashitaira. The fact alone that it's mafrisei parasa shesa shesa, that's enough of an indication that it's also malageira, and the male is going to be mutter. Ubelvachi yakir chazir, because the chazir is the one yetzim in a klal, which the Torah tells us that it's mafrisei parasa, even though it's not malageira. Mashma again, that if he's not makir chazir, and he found an animal which he could only tell that it's mafrisei parasa shesa shesa, and he can't tell if it's malageira or not, he has to be chayshish, maybe it's chazir, and it's usher to eat. The third member of Rav Chisda is ha'imahalach b'midbar ha'matza behema shepia gomum for sesecha tuchais. You can't check any of the simanim, because sai the mouth and sai the process are injured. There's another way of checking, baidik b'psara imahalach shesi ve'erif. If you check a certain part of the skin and you see that it rips both ways, shesi and erif, b'yadu ha'shita'ira, that's a sure simen that this is an animal that's ta'ira, because no animal that's t'meya has this metzias within its or. Besides, for one, ubelvad sheyakir aroit. An aroit is a yetzim in a klal, that its skin rips shesi ve'erev, even though it's tamei. So you have to be makir that this is not aroit. Mashma again, that if you're not makir aroit, you're mechuyv to be chayshish, maybe it is an aroit, and it's aser to eat. Now there's a major kasha which originates be'emes in the Chubasari Vash, in Simon Kuv Tzadik Beis, but also the later Achreinim talk about it. Ayin and Degel Ruvein, Chelik Aleph Simon Chafei, and Chelik Bey Simon Yud Gimel, that's very Meirich in this. Ayin also in the Zeicher Yitzchak of Rabitzel Panovicher in Simon Pei. And they ask that in all these cases of Rav Chisda, even in a situation where you're not Makir Ben Gomel, and you're not Makir Chazir, and you're not Makir Aroid, Harei Rav animals aren't a Ben Gomel, or an Aroid, or a Chazir. Rav animals are included in the general klal, that there's no such thing as an animal that has one simon without the other. And there's no such thing as an animal that's tamei, that's shesi ve'erif. So in Cain, even if you're not makar, that it's not that miut, why can't we be semich on rave and say that it's not the ben gomel in the first case, and it's not the chazir in the second case, and it's not the arayt in the third case? It's mashman from this gemara that for some reason you can't be semich on rave, and the question is why. So in order to understand the answer to this question, which all three of those mentioned Mefarshim say, we have to start from the beginning of a Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Zemur Dikamachleikas Rishayim. The Rambam talks about in Shari Shashishi, what happens if you find a mitzvah that has Saya mitzvah saseh and Saya mitzvah lay saseh? Do we count that as two separate mitzvahs? The asay going in the minion of mitzvah saseh and the lay saseh going in the mitzvah of lay saseh? Or do we include it in one mitzvah and only count one mitzvah for both of them by the lay saseh or maybe by the asays? So the Rambam brings three mishalim, and we're not going to be mayrich in this inyan, that show that you count them separately, the essay teich, the essays, and the leis essays teich, the leis essays. The Ramban over there in Sefer HaMitzvahs brings down that the Bahag is chaylik in a specific case. He's chaylik in the case of Simani Tahara V'Toma. Because in Simani Tahara V'Toma, there's also an essay v'leis essay. Mitzad Echad, it says, Zoy Sabahem Asher Teichelu. And Mitzad Cheni, it says, Es Zeh Loi Teichelu. Those are psukim in the end of Parashat Shmini. And it's beforeish over there in the Tayas Kohanim in the end of Parashat Shmini, in Simon Gimel, that these are an essay and a lais essay. And the Rambam Be'emes, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, counts out this mitzvah saseh, in mitzvah kuf mem tes by a behema, in mitzvah kuf nun by an oif, in kuf nun aleph by chagovim, and in kuf nun beis by dogim. So he counts out the mitzvah saseh of zeh toichlu. And on the other hand, he also counts out the lais essay, in mitzvahs lais essay kuf ayin beis, that there's an isser of as zeh loy toichlu. However, the Bahag is chaylik on the Rambam, and the Bahag holds that you cannot count this as a separate mitzvah saseh and lais essay. And the reason is, because as zeh toichlu is be'etzem not a mitzvah saseh to eat kosher animals. If a person has a kosher animal b'fanav and he doesn't eat it, he's not mevatel a mitzvah saseh b'chlal. Elamai, the mitzvah saseh of zeh toichlu is coming for the diuk of mechlal hein at shemei alav, that if you should eat only these animals, that means something which doesn't have the two simanim, it's usher to eat. That's called the lav above mechlal asay. So it comes out the essay is be'emes a lav above mechlal asay, and the lav is a direct lav. Zokta Bahag, any time the essay is not telling you a kumva asay, it's just teaching you the mechlal hein at shemei alav, and we already have a mefurish alav, in such a case, we don't count them separately as an essay and a lav, we just count the lav itself. And that's daimed to other mitzvahs in the Torah, where there are numerous lavim on the same iser. We're not going to count that out as separate lavin, we count that out as only one general lav that's repeated many times. So too, if you add into then a lav above mechlala, say, it's not being mice of anything more on the direct lav, and mamele, you can't count it out as separate. This is the taina that the Ramban brings from the Bahag against the Rambam. So what's Be'emes Pshat in the Rambam? So all the Mefarshim, the Megillas Esther, and the Leif Sameach, and the Kinas Seifrim, and the Maganisa Tova, etc., etc., they all say that if you take a closer look at the Rambam in Essay Kuf Memtes, you see that the Rambam is teaching us that the essay is something totally different than the Lav. Because the Lashon of the Rambam is as follows, V'zeh L'shaynai. HaMitzvah Kuf Memtes Hi, Shetzivanu livdoik b'simani behem v'chaya, v'hushi yu ma'ilam gerim v'shasa, v'oz yu mutar and lochla. It's a mitzvah to say to be baitik and to check out the simanim, and only afterwards to eat them. V'hayeseinu mitzuvim livdoik ha'islam be'elu ha'simanim, he mitzvah to say. The mitzvah to actually be baitik and check out that it has the simanim, that's the mitzvah to say. V'hu amri yisbarach zoi sachaya asher techelu. That's how the Rambam starts off in Mitzvah Kuf Memtes. And then again, towards the end of Mitzvah Kuf Memtes, he's Mesakim and he says, Ha'inyin b'mitzvah zu ma'asher zecharti l'cha, v'hu sh'anu mitzuven livdoik elu ha'simonim b'chol b'hema v'chaya, v'oz mutar l'ochlan. Mashra from the Rambam, there's a mitzvah that say to be baitik the simonim. And that's also his lashon in Mitzvah Kuf Nun l'gabi simoni ha'if, he should sivanu livdoik b'simoni ha'if. And also in Kuf Nun Aleph l'gabi simoni chagavim, he should sivanu livdaik b'simani chagavim. And also Mitzvah Kuf Nun Beis l'gabi dogim, he should sivanu livdaik b'simani dogim. Im kain, zog in the Naisei Kelim, that the Rambam holds that it's not a lav above mechlal asay alone, it's a mitzvah asay that's totally independent from the lav. The mitzvah asay is to be baidik in the simanim, and the lav is not to eat animals which are tmeim that don't have the simanim. Memela, the Rambam can chop or count them as two separate mitzvahs, one bechlal the minyan of the asin, and one, Bechlal, the minion of the Lois essays. And what's very interesting is, look in the Rambam in the minion of mitzvahs, and he says in Mitzvah Kuf Memtes, Livdoik b'simani behema, shenem razoi sechai asher techelu, which is like his Lashon in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the long Sefer HaMitzvahs, that says that the mitzvah is to be baidik. And on that derive it says, Omer Avram, kol livdoik ein lehem tam, So we see that the Ravid also understood that the Rambam is telling us that it's a mitzvah to be baidik, and he disagrees. Ain lam tam, there's no tam to say that that's a mitzvah. It's just a lav abo machal asay, which is like the Ramban says. Now the Kesef Mishnah points out that this machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, are going as she taught some earlier, a mitzvah kuf mem vav. The Rambam over there says that it's a mitzvah lishchait behem achaye v'oif, v'achikach yechal basaram. To which the Ravid answers, ain lay tam. So we see that they're disagreeing also in regards to Shechita, where the Rambam considers it a mitzvah asay to do a ma'aseh Shechita, and the Ravid says, no, it's not a mitzvah asay, it's just a lav abba machal asay. The mitzvah of Shechita is telling us that if it's not shachut, it's asur to be eaten, and therefore it should not be counted out as a mitzvah asay. These two, machleksim, Rambam and Ravid, are going l'shitasam, because the Rambam holds that it's shaykh to count out b'tayrus mitzvah asay, a mitzvah which is be'etzem not a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's just a mitzvah of hechsher. For example, our mitzvah of being baidik to these simanim, it's not a mitzvah for a person to go around and be baidik simanim of behemoth. It's just a mitzvah that kedei to eat it, you should be baidik at first. The Rambam holds that a hechsher mitzvah can also be included as a mitzvah saseh, if it's mefurish like that in the Torah. And so too in regards to shechita, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis to go around and shecht animals. It's only in order to eat it that you have to shecht it. On both these mitzvahs, the Ravid argues and he holds that it can't be included in a mitzvah to say if it's not chiyuvis. Mitzvah that's only hechatimtze, sheichet in order to eat, baidik in order to eat, is not a mitzvah to say. Elamai, it's just a lav abomachlal to say, and mimele it should not be counted out. Hayyotze akopanim, that the Rambam is quite mefurish, that he holds the mitzvah to say to be baidik. And that's obviously how the Ravid understood it. And that's how all the Nisei Kalim understand it as well. And so too, the Sefer HaChinuch, in Mitzvah Kuf Nun Gimel, he brings down the Shittas HaRambam. He himself disagrees with the Rambam, and he holds that it's only a lav abba machal asay, like the Ravid and the Ramban. But Akapanim, he says that the Rambam himself holds that it's a mitzvah to be baidik. And he said it's going to come out, according to the Rambam, if a person takes an animal, and he's not properly baidik to simanim, and he eats it anyway, and afterwards he finds out that it actually was tahar, nevertheless he was mevatel the mitzvah asay of being baidik in the simanim. And it's a shtickel pella, how come the Ramban didn't understand this way in the Rambam, ad kedei that he's makshe on the Rambam, that the Chayyur the Bahag is right, that you should not be able to count this out as a separate mitzvah asay, because it's only a lav abba machal asay. The Chayyur the Rambam, in his own shita, is quite clear that he holds that it's a mitzvah bedika. Chayn yesh letmaya be'emes, also on the Magid Mishnah, that he says in his psicha to Hilchos Machalos Asuras, that the Rambam holds that the mitzvah asay of Oysa Techelu is a lav above Machlal asay. Now that's Mamash Apella, because the Rambam himself right there in the psicha to Hilchos Machalos Asuras, he says that there's arba mitzvah asay, v'zehu praton, aleph, livdoik b'simani behema v'chaya, lahavdil bein tmeya letoira. And on that Rambam Gufa, the Magid Mishnah says it's really just a lav abba machal asay. Hare, the Rambam tells us that there is a ma'isa mitzvah b'kom asay, livdoik ulahavdil. Why is the Magid Mishnah ignoring that? And also, in the Etzem Halachis, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, right in the beginning of Hilchos Machalos Asuris, the Rambam again says, mitzvah asay, leida hasimanin shemavdilin ben, ben behem v'chaye v'oif v'dag, shenemar v'hivdaltem v'chulu. Why does the Magid Mishnah seemingly ignore that and say that it's only a lav abba machal asay? The same kasha that we have on the Ramban. So the emes is l'chayre, that the Mahalach in these G'dayli Rishonim could be understood after further eon b'divrei HaRambam Atzmai in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Kuf Memtes. The Rambam seems to start and finish one way, but in the middle he says something totally different. The Rambam in the beginning says, like we quoted, he should tivanu livdaik b'simani behema v'chaya v'yaseinu mitzuvin livdaik aysan. And the Rambam at the end also, like we quoted, says v'hu sh'anu mitzuvin livdaik elu asimanim b'chol behema v'chaya. Nevertheless, the Rambam in the middle says something different. He brings down the lashon asafra that says oisa techelu oisa b'achila ve'ein behema t'meya b'achila. Zog the Rambam k'loimar ha'behema she'yu ba'elu asimanim muter l'chela v'yayrezeh Shabahema Shahin Bailusimanim Aina Mutaras Bahila Vizel Lav Shabal Machala say Shahu Asay Kamaishu Bashir Shatzlainu. So the Rambam himself, Taykh Dvarav, says that Isa Techelu is coming to teach us a lava bamakhala say. How does that stem with Tchilas and Soif Devarav that he himself says that it's an actual kumva asay of being Baidik the Simonim? This is Mamash Apella. Ma'oi Tomati Alzeh, Ad Shemetzasi, B'siyata Deshmaya, Divrei, Merein Rab Chaim Kanievsky, in his Kuntras Karnei Chagavim, Simon Aleph. He addresses this Rambam, and he says, Amoyer Tikapshat. He brings down a taina that the Ramban has on the Rambam for counting out what seems to be a lav abba mechal say included in the essen. Zog the Ramban, the Bahag should be right, and if it's only a lav abba mechal say, that doesn't really have a status of asay, based on a medrash tanchuma, which the Rambam himself brings down right in the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvahs. The medrash tanchuma says, v'zeh l'shaynoi, kol eivr ve'eivr shu ba'adam, ki iluhu oimer asay b'mitzvah. Every eivr, all of the ramach evarim in Adam, they correspond to the ramach mitzvah asay, and it's as if every eivr is telling you asay b'mitzvah. Zog the Ramban, asay b'mitzvah only applies if it's a mitzvah masis, it's something to be done. If it's a mitzvah to be nimna from, like Elisa say, an Aver can't say, asay be mitzvah. That's like what the Rambam brings down over there, weiter from the Medrash Tanchuma, that kol yoyim v'yoyim of the Shin Samachay yomim in a solar year, they say, loitasa bi aveira. That can be in the Gabi Hasheva al Tasa. But in regards to mitzvah to say, it has to be something that an Aver can actually be involved in. If it's a lava b'amachal say, there's no involvement from any of the Eivarim, and it cannot be considered a mitzvah asay. That's one of the tainest that the Ramban has on the Rambam. Zog the Chaim Kanievsky, it's gufa because of that, that when the Rambam finds a lav abo machlal asay, he looks for what mitoich the lav abo machlal asay can be actually done bepoil ayidei one of the Eivarim. If we could find toich the lav, that is an ekuda, which the Torah requires of us to do with one of the Eivarim, so that essay, which is be'etzem be'ikra lava b'machal asay, deserves to be counted out in the essen, because nichlal in this lava b'machal asay is something to do with the Eivarim. Memeel, the Rambam holds that be'ikr, the pasuk of Oysa Techeilu, is telling us, Oysa Techeilu, ve'ein behemet mea ba'achila, which is a lava b'machal asay. But that wouldn't be considered an essay, because there's no involvement from any of the Eivarim. Therefore, the Rambam finds that included in that is also that a person should actively go ahead and do a bedika, so that through the bedika he'll be nimna from eating the behemoth satmeis. And because there's a maisa biyadayim to be done in order to be makayim the slava b'machal asay, it deserves to be included in the essen. But avade be'ikr, it's a slava b'machal asay. Just as an ikuda maisis in the slava b'machal asay, which is the maisa bedika. This is masber betuv tam, why the Rambam is mishal of these two things, b'toich one mitzvah asay. According to this, divrei ha-Magen Mishnah are mamish pashat. The Magen Mishnah does not mean to discount the fact that the Rambam tells us that there's a mitzvah to be baidik. The Magen Mishnah is telling us that be'emes be'ikr, it's a lava b'machal asay. The bedika is just a prat that's included in the ikr lava b'machal asay, which is what makes it a mitzvah masis that's negeya the evarim. The Ramban Luchaira could have also understood that that's what the Rambam's trying to do. Avada the Ramban saw that Divrei Rambam themselves are Meira, that there is a specific mitzvah Maisis. Just he holds that being that even according to the Rambam, Be'etzem and Be'ikr, it's just a lava b'machal asay, the halacha min atayr to be baidik, that's not the gufa mitzvah. That's just a chelik of the mitzvah, which is hechatim tzedik, so that he shouldn't be over this lav. That doesn't qualify to be considered a mitzvah asay, to be counted in the mitzvah asay. In order to be counted in the mitzvah asay, the Ramban holds that it has to be that the ikr mitzvah is a mitzvah maisis. Therefore, even after the Rambam tries to be metak in this inyan and find an akuda maisis within the lava b'machal asay, the Ramban holds it's still shver and it still does not belong in the minyan of the mitzvah asay. Now, based on all this, we can now go back to the kasha which we brought down from the Tshuvas HaRivash in Simon Kuf Tzadik Beis and other achrayim, that they ask, why in the memories of Rav Chisda does a person have to be makir, a ben gomel, a chazir, and a aroid? Why can't you be samech on roiv, and based on the roiv, eat whichever animal is lefanecho? Zog the rivash v'zal ha-shaynoi, kivon sha'at Torah tzivso, livdaik b'simonim. Because the Torah was mitzavet to be baitik in the simonim, shalai yemechovta al-roif esatmeim, k'may shakosav ha-rambam, b'perak rishon mehilchos macholos asuras. Al karchenu yesh lanu lachosh lachal echad mehem, vaafilu himi uta. Therefore, mechuyev to be chayshish for each one of them, even if it's a miut. That's what's included in the mitzvah satayra of livdaik. Don't be soymech on raif. Although it's true that the Torah, b'chol Torah kula, says we can be soymech on raif, but that doesn't qualify for a kiyum of mitzvahs bedika sasimanim. Bedika sasimanim means that it has to be a dia brura and not just be soymech on a din of raif. So it comes out a mori dika chiddush halacha that comes out mikoyach this gemara and based on the Rambam, that if a person is in a matzav where a chalpi raif, the animal that's lefanav, is a behemah tohira, mitzvahs bedikas machayev, that it's not enough, and you have to actually be baidik, bepayel, and know it be a dia brura. Now, the chayra, this halacha, is only true in Shitas Rambam, and not in Shitas Ramban. Unless you say, like we wanted to say, that even the Ramban of Vada is also maided to what the Rambam says that there's a mitzvahs bedika. Jesse holds that that can't be what makes it into a mitzvahs asay. It can't be counted out as one of the mitzvahs asay if the ikr inyan of the mitzvah is a lava b'machal asay and not this maisa pratis of bedika. Umatzasi b'ames that there's a chalifas mechtavim about this in the Avnei Nezer and Yeridea Simon Ayin Vav Ois Tez Zayin back and forth between him and Rav Ben Zion Mibilsk, the mechaber of the Shari Tzion. Rav Ben Zion wanted to say that it's only the Shitas HaRambam that's going to hold like what the Rivash says you can't be soymech on raif. But lefi the Ramban, halacha l'maisa, could be soymech on raif. And the Avnei Nezer disagrees, and he says, Ramban just means to say that machmas this, we can't consider it a mitzvah saseh b'fnei atzmai. But avada his moide that the Torah is being megala to us, that we can't be soymech on raif, and we have to have a yedir brura. Similar to other places that you find in the Torah, like a sofik arla in chutz laretz, and the din l'gabi maisa behemah of a siri vada v'lei a siri sofik, that the Torah says that it has to be a vadai, and you can't be soymech on raif. L'chayre d'Avnei Nezer is l'kaponim doim it to what we wanted to say in the Shitas HaRamban. And we'll be meisif one knech from the Chassam Sofer in our sugya. The Chassam Sofer is medayik divrei Reb Chisda, as it appears l'faneinu in our Gemaris, that in the first story, Reb Chisda says, Hayim Mahalich Bamidbar. In the second story, he says, Hayim Mahalich Baderech. And in the third story, again, he says, Hayim Mahalich Bamidbar. In the Gilin of the Gemara, there are those that change the middle of Chista to also Hayim Mahalach Bamidbar. But Akapanim, the Gemara says they appear Lefaneinu, has this differentiation that the first and the last are Bamidbar and the middle one is Baderech. Zag Dechzam Sefer, what's the Pshat? Zag Dechzam Sefer, because Be'emes, we can ask the Kasha, he does not bring down the Rivash, but this is the Rivash's Kasha, that why do you have to be Makar Ben Gomel or a Chazir or an Aroit? Why can't you be Soymech Basar Roif? Zag Dechzam Sefer, this is exactly what Rav Chista is coming to address. The first case is Hayim Mahalach Bamidbar. In the Midbar, it's Shchichi Gmalim. Because it's Shchichi Gmalim, we're Mechuyev to be Chayshish for them. The second case is Hayim Mahalach Baderech, that's inside the ear. In the ear, it's Shchichi Chazirim. Because it's Shchichi, we have to be Chayshish for them. And the third case is again Hayim Mahalach Bamidbar, where it's Shchichi Araydim, which is why we have to be Chayshish for them. Now, the Chassam Sofer doesn't tell us if it's Mamish so Shchichi that there isn't rave animals connected or not. But akapanim, you need the nekuda of shchichas in order that akapanim midrabanan, they should be matzach us to be chayshish, that maybe it's those animals, which is why Reb Chisda is medaktik midvarav, and here he says midbar, and there he says derech. It'll come out that Chassam Sofer does not hold to the chiddush of the Rivash, that you can't be saymech on raiv, and the chayre he holds that although the mitzvah asay of livdaik, but being saymech on the din raiv, achir rabim lahatois, that's a kiyum of the din of livdaik, and it's mutter to be soymech on that and to eat it. Now, before we go weiter, it's important to note that there are some achrayim that learn that the Rambam holds that there's a mitzvah to be baidik simani tahara, even if you're not planning on eating it b'chlal. There's stam in mitzvah spedika. Any person who goes ahead and is baidik an animal, and he's kaveya that it has simani tahara and it's tar, he's mekayim a mitzvah. And the medayik this b'amis from the lashon of the Rambam, in the beginning of Machal Sasuris, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, he says, Mitzvah Saseh, Leida Hasimonim Shemavdilan Ben, Ben Behema Vachayev Oifedog, and he brings a pasik, Vehivdaltem Ben Abehema Atahira Latmea. Mashma that the Havdola itself, that's the mitzvah. Now the emes is that the Rambam himself in Sefer Mitzvahs is Mashma that the mitzvah is only in order to eat it. But the Rambam emes over there doesn't bring the pasik of Vehivdaltem. And there's a makar to this mitzvah also that's brought down in Rashi al-Torah at the end of Parsha Shmini, and it comes from a Torah's Kohanim. The pasuk says, "Lahavdil bein atameh uvein ator." Zokr Rashi, "Lahavdil loy bivad hashayne." It's not enough just to learn the differences. Ela sheheya idea umakir ubaki behen. But akapanim it's mashma that to be idea umakir and baki it mitzad atzma is a mitzvah, not just b'tayrus a hechsher in order to be able to eat. Now we have to be done. Why the Rambam brings a different pasuk and say for a mitzvah, there he brings the pasuk of Eisei Techelu, and here he brings the pasuk of Hivdaltem. Ayin Shom in the Sefer Karnei Chagavim Siman Aleph that he's done b'zeh. But akapanim lemaisa azayis gebracht in achreinim ayin darkei tshuva in Siman Ayin Tes Eis Aleph ayin also in the Agoyis of Rav David Amara that's brought down in the Sefer Alikutim in the Rambam of the Fus of Shapsi Frankel and other achreinim as well. Adkan this Moiridike Inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. The Gemara brings down a Braise, Eilu hein simone chaya shachelba mutter. What are the simonim that it's a chaya and not a behema in regards that it's mutter to eat the chalev? Kol sheyesh la karnayim utlafayim. The Tanakhama holds that it has to have two things, it has to have karnayim and tlafayim. Rabbi Deisu Amar, yesh la karnayim iat a tzorach lachzer al tlafayim. Yesh lo tlafayim, tzorcha t'lachzor al karnayim. The ikar is the karnayim. If it has karnayim, that's enough. If it has tlafayim, that's not enough. What does it mean, tlafayim? And what is the point of tlafayim? So in this we find a machlekes and taisvis, which starts on the frontes of Alav Devi Maskel Eluhain, between the Rivam and Rabbeinu Tam. The Rivam holds that be'emes, karnayim, that's the simen that differentiates between a chay and a behema. The fact that it needs tlafayim, that's in order to tell us that this chaya is a chaya tahira. And tlafayim just means the inyan of mafrisei parso and shesas shesa. So if you want to know if it's a chaya, it has karnayim. You want to know if it's a chaya kshera, for that tlafayim is enough. The chayri yesh la'ir, that the Gemara could have also said that it's malageira. Zogtem Ram Shif, because the only animal that's mafrisei parso and not malageira is only a chazir. And there's no such thing as a chazir with karnayim. Therefore, the regit has karnayim and tlafayim, which means parsois of stukais. It's vada yotza machlal any chshash. You don't have to be makar anything. And it's going to be mutter to eat. And also, its chalev is going to be mutter. That's the shita of the Tanakhama. What does Rav Daisa mean when he says, yesh la karnayim, that we don't need a sita tlafayim? Zakhtar Ivam, that Rav Daisa holds that there's no such thing as a chaya that has karnayim, which isn't a chaya tohira, memela karnayim is a good enough simon for both, side that it's a chaya and side that it's a tohira. The shita of Rabbeinu Tam, however, is that tlafayim in this braisa is not referring to the mafreses parsa to parsais of stukais, rather it's referring to metzias called tlafei chaya, special kinds of tlafayim which only chayas have. And the braisa is not telling us how do you know that it's a chaya tohira. For that, we're going to be simach on the regular simonim of Mala Geira and Mefreses Parsa. The Brice is only teaching us how to differentiate a chaya from a behema. Zok Rebbeinu Tam, Lemaskanas HaTaisvis, that the Tanakhama holds it's either Karnayim or Tlafayim. If it has either Karnayim or Tlafayim, it's obviously not a behema, and it's going to be Muta Bachila if it also has the Simone Tahara. Whereas Rabbi Daisa is Machmer. He says that if it has Karnayim, that's a good enough raya that it's a chaya and not a behema. But if it has a tlafayim, it's not a raya. Because there are chayas which their tlafayim look like tlafi behema. You could get confused. And mimela, having tlafayim itself is not a good way to check. You should just check only the karnayim. Ad kan the pirish, according to Rabbeinu Tam. What's Shitas Rashi over here? So the Maram Shif is medayik from Rashi, but the Amaschol, tlafayim, that he says, tziperne haprasais, mashma, that he's not referring to the regular din of mefreses parsa, he's referring to tlafi chaya, like shitas Rabbeinu Tam. The chayra, we could also be maisif, that azay is mashma from the next Rashi, that he says, karnayim simon muvaku. The reason why karnayim is enough, is because it's a simon muvak. Mashma, that would be a havamina, that karnayim is not enough of a simon, only bitziruf tlafayim. Now, according to the Rivam, the Karnayim and the Tlafayim are two different in Yonam Lagamri. The Karnayim is always the only simon in regards to Chaya, and Tlafayim is a simon Lagabe that it's a Chaya Tohira. The fact that Rashi tells us Karnayim simon Muvak is mashma that he holds that that Tlafayim is Be'etzem also a siman to the same thing that Karnayim is a siman to. Just Reb Dais is telling us that the Karnayim is a siman muvik, it's enough, and you don't have to see the Tlafayim. Yesh Oid Malohaisa Falafalpal in the Cheshbainis of Taisvis and Rashi in this Inyan, but Ein Kan Mekaymoi Leharach. We just want to be Maisif one Ara, Yesh Lachkar Lechayr, the same Chakira that we spoke about in regards to Simani Tahara, if it's a Siba or a Simen, in regards to the Simani Chaya as well. Are the Karnayim and the Tlafayim, the Karnayim alone, Ladas Rivam, and the Karnayim and the Tlafayim, Ladas Rebeinotam, are they Siba instead of Tzachaya? Do those make it into a Chaya? Or are they just Siman and Ba'alma, how to identify what's a Chaya? Now it's Yidua that the Shneis Eliyahu of the Gra in Masech Tekalayim, he says that the definitive difference between a Behema and a Chaya is that a Behema lives B'Yishuv and a Chaya lives in the Yar, Chaysa Yar. L'chayra, how does that go in Shtim with our Gemara? And understanding will be because Karnayim and Tlafayim isn't the definitive characteristic of a Chaya. It's just a Simen Ba'alma to tell us that it's a Chaya, but what makes it a Chaya is because it's Chaysa Yar. V'yesh L'haysif also, because we said over B'Shem Reb Chaim, Chedush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, that the way that he knows that the Simen of Drisa by an Oif is a Chalais Din Simen Tahara, is because it's a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that's learned out from a Drasha Gemura, Mibinyan Av, from Nesher. But if it was only a configuration based on checking out all the different behemoths and chayas, avada, that would not make it to be a chalais din siman tahara. That would just be a means of identification. L'chayra, the karnayim and l'fayim are not learned out from a pasuk, and they're not halacha l'mishnah Sinai, and there's no binyan av. If the chazal tell us that karnayim and l'fayim is what differentiates between a chaya and a behema, it must be that they're baidik chayas and behemas, and this is what they came up with. Im kain, it's only a siman ba'alma, like it's Muchach and the Gra, and it's not a Siba to make it into a Chaya. Adkan this Inyan, and Adkan this Shir, Temsech Techulin, Dafnun Tes.
You have been listening to a Shir from ShasIlluminated.org. For other Shirim on any Daf and Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each Shir, please visit ShasIlluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at ShasIlluminated@gmail.com.